News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compassionate, compatible, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Another winter storm warning has been issued for Southwest Michigan. WNDU meteorologist Mike Hoffman tells us this one will be in effect through 7 a.m. Wednesday. It starts about midnight tonight. Hoffman tells us we can expect more lake effect snow and some system snow on top of that. The snowfall will be similar to the winter storm we just had this past weekend.
Obviously, each spot is probably going to be different amounts. And what I mean by that, the lake effect will be set up a little bit different in this case. It'll be going, instead of due south off the lake into LaPorte County, south of Berrien County, it'll more be going towards South Bend, and so kind of coming from the northwest to southeast.
Hoffman says the storm will be a little less pleasant than the last one because this one will feature colder temperatures and blowing snow. In all, he expects 6 to 9 inches of snow with some spots around a foot. Hoffman reminds all drivers to please slow down. Meanwhile, if you see blinking lights out on the road this winter, it's almost certainly a plow. Berrien County Road Department Traffic Safety Supervisor Mike Youngling tells us the plows are now out and about, and you'll be seeing plenty of them.
On a weekday, if we get a snow event overnight, they'll call them in. They'll head out as early as 4 a.m. This weekend, I know they'll start a little bit later, sometimes at 5 or 6, and work till 11, 12, or 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
The plows hit the road about 4 a.m. and first focus on primary roads before they move on to the smaller, less traveled roads. They're often using a mixture of sand and salt, which explains why the roads look muddy when it's been snowing. The road department just started adding those green lights to its vehicles this year, so drivers know to keep their distance. Hager Township is getting a new park, thanks to a state grant. Township Supervisor Iggy DiMaggio tells us Hager's been approved for $300,000 from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund for next year to build a new kayak launch on the Pawpaw River on a property off of Coloma Road. It used to be a landfill.
Basically, the property is worthless for development because of the landfill and the situation underneath it. Plus, there was an agreement with Sarah Nature Center that the entire parcel, of which is about 112 acres, would only be used for recreational purposes.
DiMaggio tells us the new park will also feature picnic areas, parking, restrooms, and some great fishing. When it's all finished, it'll have extended the Pawpaw River Trail, making it possible to kayak from Pawpaw to St. Joe. Work on the park could start next fall. $58,000 is being given out to local nonprofits by the St. Joseph Benton Harbor Rotary Club Foundation this year. The Rotary's Bob Judd tells us they announced their grants last week. The biggest grant this year is $9,500 to Sarit Nature Center.
They're going to build a bird of prey enclosure to house two great horned owls and a hawk at the Nature Center that'll let people that come and visit the Nature Center interact with those birds.
Rotary gives out grants to local nonprofits every year. Judd says the focus is on health, education, community development, and Rotary initiatives. Other grants include $7,000 or $7,500 to Curious Kids Museum, $8,000 for Senior Nutrition Services, and $7,800 for Second Harvest Gleaners Food Bank. Judd tells us Rotary Foundation has given out $830,000 in grants since 1997. Intercare is celebrating the opening of a new women's health center at its property in Benton Harbor. An open house at the facility is planned for this Wednesday from 2 to 5:30 p.m. Anyone who's interested can show up and check it out. Intercare's Velma Hendershot tells us Intercare got a $1 million grant for the center last year.
As our caseload keeps growing and women keep coming to us for such services, we wanted to be able to have a facility that was targeted just for their needs.
The new 9,100-square-foot building is right next to Intercare's current location on M139. It features 6 exam rooms, a nurse triage area, a hygiene room, 2 ultrasound stations, counseling rooms, and an area for group pregnancy visits. It's enough space for 3 full-time OBGYNs. In addition to the $1 million from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration, the new Intercare Women's Health Center is possible thanks to a $150,000 donation from the Lakeland Foundation. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department's Shop with a Cop program this year has broken some records. The Shop with a Cop event took place Saturday at the Niles Walmart. Sheriff's deputies and staff from the Berrien Springs Orinoco Township Police Department, St. Joe City Department of Public Safety, and Fraternal Order of Police Explorers program took area kids on trips to pick out whatever those kids wanted. Thanks to donations, the police officers were able to spend $9,000 on the 37 kids who took part. In all, Shop with the Cop this year served 16 families. That's the most it's ever been able to help. The families and children were from the Watervliet area, Berrien Springs area, Niles area, and New Buffalo area. After the shopping trip, the kids were treated to snacks at Michiana Christian Embassy in Niles. Shop with the Cop is made possible thanks to donations from local businesses. And now that the cold weather is here, homeowners have a few extra things they have to do to protect their properties. James Olison with Home Comfort Experts in Mishawaka tells us freezing water lines are always something to worry about. You'll know your lines are frozen if the water stops working. You should leave a trickle of water on when it gets to be below 20 or so. Also, never turn the heat too low.
If you're leaving and you're going to be gone for a few days, for a week, or even an entire winter season, 55 degrees really is the minimum that you should set your heat at in the house. You don't want things to freeze, and you don't want an extreme cold.
Olison tells us older homes and mobile homes are more likely to face frozen pipes. If your pipes do freeze, you could try to use a blow dryer to get the water moving again. Olison says you should not try to use a blowtorch. Just call a plumber. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Cap and closing stock prices for Monday, December 11th, 2017. The S&P 500 Index and Dow Industrials closed at fresh records on Monday as investors awaited the Federal Reserve's next policy update in the coming days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 57 points to 24,386, while the S&P 500 Index finished up 9 points to 2,659. Both indexes marked fresh all-time highs. The NASDAQ Composite Index, meanwhile, ended up 35 points to 6,875, less than a percentage point from its record closing. The move for equities come as investors await a key policy decision from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday. Some stocks of local interest, American Electric Power was up 15 cents to $77.08. J.P. Morgan Chase was down 31 cents to $105.62. IBM was up 60 cents to $155.41. Apple was up $3.25 to $172.60. Fifth Third Bank was down 3 cents to $30.33. Stryker was up 78 cents to $152.71. Whirlpool was down $1.83 to $167.87. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. The pipe bomb that detonated beneath the nation's busiest bus terminal in New York today seriously injured the bomber. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Akayed Ula detonated the pipe bomb strapped to his body in an underground corridor near the subway. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Ula intentionally set it off, but the pipe did not fully shatter, so the bomb did not have the intended effect. Passersby reported ringing in their ears and hearing loss, but only Ula was significantly hurt in the blast. We're told the crude device was built in Ula's apartment in Brooklyn using online instructions.
Republican Roy Moore is casting himself as a victim in Alabama's U.S. Senate race in a call to conservative talk radio in Montgomery today. Moore took aim at Highway 31, a political group that has not disclosed its donors as it supports Democrat Doug Jones. The group has run ads hammering Moore over alleged sexual misconduct involving teen girls. Meanwhile, the latest polls suggest a toss-up in tomorrow's U.S. Senate race. Special election in Alabama. ABC's Jim Ryan's been talking with voters in Montgomery.
The march toward tomorrow's election began 10 months ago when Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions became U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Republican nominee Roy Moore is accused of sexual misconduct, and the D behind Doug Jones's name turns off a lot of voters. One word for the whole process?
It's strange, but you know, we don't normally have stuff like this.
Ken Guthrie won't say who's getting his vote, but will say that he's ready for this campaign season to be over.
It's disgusting listening to the TV and all the stuff that they're talking about.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Montgomery, Alabama.
French President Emmanuel Macron has awarded grants worth millions of euros to bring 18 American and other climate scientists to France. It's a program to counter U.S. President Donald Trump's rejection of the Paris Climate Accord. Macron had devised the grant competition hours after Trump announced in June he would withdraw the United States from a 2015 deal. The French president announced the first winners in Paris today. The Pentagon is preparing to allow transgender individuals to enlist in the U.S. military starting on January 1st. It's in order to be in compliance with a federal court ruling from 2 weeks ago. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
The White House is downplaying this action, saying the Pentagon is simply complying with a court order and keeping a previous policy in place. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the Trump administration remains committed to implementing the president's transgender military ban, and the Department of Justice is reviewing legal options to ensure that directive can be put in place. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Authorities have issued new alerts about unhealthy air from smoke and ash sent up by the growing Southern California wildfire. Richard Sanchez, a manager at a bakery in the Foothill Enclave in California, says customers are wearing masks and the smoke is so thick visibility is down to a few feet. Regulators are warning people to stay indoors and avoid vigorous outdoor activities. Speaking of which, now more than 230,000 acres have burned in the largest of those Southern California fires. ABC's Alex Stone is the latest.
Calmer winds are helping immensely right now. There is quite a bit less activity on the monster fire, and now the giant fire retardant dropping Boeing 747, dropping 8,500 gallons of retardant at a time, is painting bright pink lines around the fire. But flames are still raging in areas, and the celebrity-filled community of Montecito remains at risk.
It's ABC's Alex Stone. And Coco continues its box office winning streak. NBC's Christopher Watson has the latest weekend box office numbers.
This isn't a dream, then. You're all really out there.
It's three in a row for Coco. The Disney Pixar animated film tops the box office for a third week, taking in $18.6 million for a total domestic gross now of $135.5
million. I'm building an alliance.
But losing an audience. Justice League takes second in week four, but with only $9.5 million, although it's doing okay globally.
So I'm the trophy for a golf match.
The comedy Just Getting Started off to a bad start. It debuted in 10th. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.